Authorities believe they have found the remains of 15-year-old Jadarius Miniweather at the East Baton Rouge Parish landfill, ending a 36-day search looking through trash for the teenager. Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says DNA testing will be conducted to confirm the remains.
Professionally, I am unable to make any speculations, but I remain very, very hopeful.
51-year-old Maurice Parms is charged with killing Miniweather. Investigators say Parms beat the teen to death during an argument over Parms' treatment of a 16-year-old girl Miniweather knew. A Faraday man is in custody after he allegedly claimed to have shot multiple state employees and planned to target other state offices. Concordia Parish Sheriff deputies arrested Reginald McCoy about an hour after receiving the initial threat. Out of the abundance of caution, DCF FS closed several of its offices yesterday. The Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association is hailing the latest offshore lease sale in the Gulf of America, in which 12 companies submitted 69 bids, totaling almost $100 million. President Tommy Fauché says that's a very impressive number.
That is compared to the lease sale that was held in March, where there were only 38 bids for leases.
Fauché says this latest lease sale shows the offshore oil and gas industry is hitting its stride. Saints running back Alvin Kamara hurt his knee in practice yesterday against the Cowboys. He'll reportedly miss several weeks. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.